Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. July sizzles, but you won't when you visit state parks with lakes. This month, the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series highlights wet and wild summer recreation. Series producer Don Cash.
Getting in the water is just a great thing to do. So we're going to head off to Lake Livingston State Park and follow a family that's been coming for years. And one of the things they like to do is spend time around the water fishing.
Just let it go, or you can like hold it and throw it and let go at the same time.
Nice cast.
Oh man, my hook came off.
Another park we'll go to is Lake Somerville State Park. It's got a pretty good sized lake there, good for boating, fishing, water skiing. But one of the really relaxing ways to enjoy the park and the water is with a canoe trip.
The best float trips that we have are going to be really small groups. We see lots more wildlife.
And finally, we end up at one of my favorite parks, Inks Lake State Park. One of the main draws there is the swimming hole.
One of the unique areas of this park is Devil's Waterhole. A lot of people like to jump off of those cliffs, but that's what makes it fun.
So if it's a little too hot out there for you, we'll give you some pointers on places to go and enjoy the water in Texas state parks.
Thanks, Don. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.